This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Can you explain why you did it?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes! Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arm! Look at my legs! My legs don't work! Look at this!
Try it! I'll do you for that!
What?
Come here!
What are you gonna do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You say, Joey, you're belt buckle to shoe sole union.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden, I haven't seen you anywhere. I hope New York turns red because we're not voting for you.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, give it up.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, I'm very much pro-grass, especially grass in Harvard Yard, in the middle of the Harvard campus. I don't want anything to happen to that grass. I hope they just soak it down and give it plenty of nourishment so that it'll be nice and green and lush when all the rich, privileged, entitled alumni return for the commencements of their little equally rich, privileged, entitled children and grandchildren. 980, what do you care what happens to a bunch of Nazis because they were shot with rubber bullets? I would have aimed for the face and crotch, although those are red zones. I don't want them to get any sympathy, actually. And I also don't particularly want to open up any municipalities or any colleges, particularly, to big lawsuits. But mostly it's the sympathy factor, you know. I think you could get the job done with it. The sprinklers seem to be doing a pretty damn good job at Harvard, I would say. And someone said he would prefer to see them sprayed with liquid fertilizer. That would be good. That would be good, too. MIT is really cracking down, says 617. They just ran electricity over to the tents. Yeah. MIT has been a very weak, weak university in this whole matter. And they haven't been able to get rid of that college president. The other two that were there at that House hearing in October with Elise Stefanik, they're gone. Claudine Gay from Harvard and what's her name, McGill, I think, from Penn, University of Pennsylvania, they're gone. But the woman from MIT survives. She's terrible, though, too. 844-500-4242-339. It would be a tragedy if food were accidentally dropped all over the location and in the tents where the protesters are and the rats came out in force. What a lovely night's sleep these punks would have. 844, Joe Biden to university campuses on water. Don't. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, Mr. Carr.
Hi.
You were talking earlier about how they were bringing chow to the protesters, like expensive sandwiches. And you
oh, yeah. I've got it in front of me from the New York Post, they're bringing to Columbia.
Peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's. And I just got to tell you, when I was in Needham the other day, went to Trader Joe's, They had a nice big sign in the window that said, "We stand with Israel."
Good. Good.
About maybe 2 feet by 3 feet right next to the door.
That's good. I like Trader Joe's. They're owned by the same people that own Aldi's, and I like Aldi's, too. Those are good places to shop for value. Although I must say I'm looking forward to getting back to Massachusetts. One of my first stops is going to be Market Basket. I'm going to load up on all kinds of goodies at Market Basket. The Columbia protester diet. anti-Israel students munch on Pret sandwiches, pricey nuts, and sip Dunkin'. Sip Dunkin'? They deserve to have Pete's. Come on, like BUR hadn't until the other day. Let's see. The anti-Israel, this is the New York Post. The anti-Israel Columbia University students hunkering down on the Ivy League's West Lawn received a hefty food delivery yesterday. Fruits and nuts were delivered to the fruits and nuts. That's my take. Granola bars and overpriced sandwiches were being handed out like candy to the protesters. So they don't know who sent this spread over, but it looks like it's pretty good. They had their choice of an array of nuts, including a $17 jar of Good & Gather's sea salt roasted mixed nuts. They went to the mixed nuts. Cheaper options like Blue Diamond almonds and Planters cashews were also laid out for the students, who shell out $86,097 in tuition each year. Sandwiches at the UK brand convenience bakery Pret a Manger were neatly lined up along the table. Nothing from Subway? A simple veggie sandwich would only cost $8, but those with any meat between the bread slices cost somewhere between $10 and $14, even $16 for a smoked salmon option. The famished freedom fighters, this is the New York Post again about Columbia, were also treated to $15 Kind granola bars. Granola bars for $15? As well as Trader Joe's peanut butter cups, croissants, muffins, and more. I guarantee you that the Trader Joe's peanut butter cups did not come from the place in Needham that said they stand with Israel. To keep caffeinated for their around-the-clock antics, protesters opted for the relatively cheap choice of Dunkin' Donuts. And for a sugar boost, a box of donuts was theirs for the taking. They even munched on several bags of coconut macaroons from Straits, which bills the cookies as, quote, kosher for Passover and all year round. Oh. Who or what organization is behind the food delivery is a mystery, though Columbia's administration restricted access to the campus to, quote, only Columbia ID holders and credentialed press members. Boy, they're down for the struggle, aren't they? 844-500-4242. I wonder what they're eating at Harvard. Are there any vegan options at Harvard? I wonder. There have to be everywhere in Ivy League colleges. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, I got an idea. Why are they wasting nice clean water on these protesters? Why don't they just send a couple of honey wagons over there to spray them down? They'll leave a lot faster, and it'll fertilize the lawn at the same time, and everybody wins.
Then, though, as commencement nears, you have to worry about a good solid rain to get rid of the smell from the honey wagons. That's an old fashioned expression, Nick. But I think most of our listeners know what a honey wagon is. That's why they called the mayor of Boston, Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and Ted Kennedy's grandfather, Honey Fitz. Honey Fitz, Gerald. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I'm an old American black from the South.
Yes.
And I hope I don't get treated like the other blacks. Join them back. But listen, this protesting at these schools and stuff, they should lock their behinds up, okay?
This should not be
going on in America. These kids need to go to school. They pay so much money to go to school. And it's not fair to them or not their family.
So I don't think. Do you think their family really cares, Lisa? All they want to do is get the degree. That's all that matters. I don't think they've been learning anything at these schools for 20, 30 years.
Well, I guess so. You may be right, you know. But it's just not fair. You know, America's going down. You know, this is my country. I love it, but There's a lot of changes has to be done.
Yeah. No, I think it's not fair to the cops, to the to the to the to the staffers, you know, the people on staff, the groundskeepers that have to clean up all these messes that are created. And it's just, and it's just a vacation. It's a party for these kids. That's all it is. They don't, do you think they know who any of the players are? Do you think they know what happened? One of the earlier callers said they should have to watch this tape of the atrocities that the Israeli government put together. It's so horrific what Hamas was doing to civilians. From babies, infants to Holocaust survivors in their 80s or 90s. They were killing everybody indiscriminately, and they didn't care. And these protesters don't care about it at all. All they care about is the agitprop that they're reading in state-run media. Thanks for the call, Lisa. Call again. We'll take a break. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at HowieCarrShow.com.
Howie Carr is back.
508, any bottled water for the protesters? Evian, maybe. Evian sounds like their brand. Fiji. I guess Fiji is considered ecologically damaging, I believe. Seems tasty, though, tastier than other types of bottled water to me, but I guess I'm a pig. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is when will Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq be fired? By the end of next week, by the end of the summer, or she won't be fired?
I'm going to say by the end of the summer.
8% say by the end of the summer, 19% say by the end of next week, 73% say she won't be fired.
All right. Meanwhile, Dean of Students at Harvard University, Thomas Dunn, publicly addressed the hippie Nazis in an email to students this afternoon. The first college administrator to do so, this again from the Harvard Crimson. Warning the hippies that the encampment violated Harvard's rules against erecting tents or tables in the yard. Interference with the academic mission or business functions of the university will not be tolerated, Dunn wrote. No one believed him, obviously. Just after 4 p.m., about 20 minutes ago, Dunn and other administrators arrived at the hippie encampment where they began photographing the Harvard IDs of demonstrators. And the Crimson is saying that could mean that they're going to move against them. But I rather doubt that, and so do you. The college might proceed with disciplinary action against the students camping out in Harvard Yard. Press denied access to Harvard Yard. Palestine teach-in begins. I'm reading the headlines. And the faculty and staff for justice in Palestine issue statement in solidarity with the Harvard encampment. Counter-protester who pushed young employee identified as a university employee. 844, he was a counter-protester. All right, 844-500-4242. The guy who pushed the kid said he called the protest. He's a staffer. These are the staffers are the ones who are really angry. He called the protesters a bunch of spoiled children, which is what they are. They are spoiled children. Hal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Hal.
Hey, Howie. My name's Al. Thank you for taking the call. I'm just going to say, back in the day in the 70s when they had the kids were protesters were taking over the halls and all this other stuff. And at the end of the season, that was the first year that I did not go to school. They gave them all the credits anyway, no matter
right.
what. So, and it's like, oh, great, I shouldn't have left. But I'm just going to say, who would have thought that the protesters would have had a bucket list? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, after all, they are intense. Okay.
They, you know, it's you know, even in the 70s, you know, they were during the protests against, you know, after the killings of the students at Kent State by the National Guard. I mean, there were all kinds of big demonstrations, and they just canceled classes across the country, including where I was going, UNC. And everybody just got A's. That was really the beginning, I think, of you know, super grade inflation. And you know, before it used to be, you had to have a 3.3 to get into Phi Beta Kappa, and like within 2 or 3 years, they had to raise it to 3.5 because the grades had just gone out of control. And now in the Ivy Leagues, and probably everywhere else, 80% of the grades are A's. I mean, they don't, you know, and it's, you know, anybody who's a DEI student or, you know, a box checker, they're going to get A's, obviously. No one wants to be accused of discrimination. But it's like everything else. You can't have two standards for anything, whether it's laws or grades or anything, zoning laws. So nobody has any real academic standards anymore. And it's just not good because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you're in liberal arts and, you know, you're not learning anything. I mean, it matters, but it's not going to kill anybody, most likely. But, you know, if you have no standards in medicine or engineering, people are going to die eventually because when you've totally compromised all the standards. And that's what's very concerning now. I think that's one reason why you see so many more rich people with their own airplanes. You know, it's not just that they have more money, it's they're afraid of going on commercial airliners when they know that, you know, some of these big commercial airline companies are just hiring for quote unquote diversity. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing? Just to refresh your memory, you were mentioning the incident at Fenway Park. So that was 2004, the World Series, and the young girl that was climbing on Lansdowne Street in the back of the Green Monster was
right.
Victoria Snellgrove. And what had happened was the Boston police, the Democratic National Convention was in Boston that year, and the feds had given the Boston police the pep ball guns with the anticipation of having demonstrators at the convention, and they ended up keeping them. And I don't know if that young lady moved or if they were trained properly, but yeah, it was a hard pepper ball that went in her eye, into her brain, and killed her.
Yeah, I remember just thinking it was really unfortunate that she was killed. I mean, I have a lot more sympathy for her than I do with these Nazis that are demonstrating across the country. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr. We have a new episode of Meet the Experts. This week I spoke with Michael Walsh, who has written a highly acclaimed series of mystery novels set in a fictionalized version of his hometown, Lynn, Massachusetts. Michael shares what it takes to be an author, the vast amount of research involved, his writing process. Here's a preview of this week's episode of Meet the Experts.
This wicked city is a story powered by its character's struggles with love, loyalty, and sacrifice, and those values describe the people of Lynn.
Why do you call it Ocean Park?
Lynn has an infamous poem, which goes back over 100 years.
Lynn, the city of sin, correct, where you never go out the way you came in.
So in 1997, the Lynn city solicitor suggested that they rename the city Ocean Park, and they were mocked
by me.
By you today,
by
Howie, also.
By everybody.
By everybody, yeah. They're mocked.
Meet the Experts with Howie Carr, featuring this week's guest, Michael Walsh, is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of the hippie scum. The 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. Josh said to his friend, if the sprinklers march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft from the belfry arch. And one if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be ready to ride and spread the alarm to every hippie on every Middlesex farm. The sprinklers are coming! The sprinklers are coming! 844-500-4242. My brother, 781, my brother said in medical school it was almost impossible to flunk out because it would be a poor reflection on the admissions department that they admitted somebody who couldn't hack it, so they would go out of their way to get you to a passing grade. I mean, again, you know, if you're just going into DEI or human resources or sustainability, I mean, it's a drain on the economy and on people who work and produce, but it's not going to kill anybody, I don't think. But, you know, medical school, it's kind of scary. Dental school, any kind of school where you're dealing with how about engineering school? They're building these planes now where the doors fall off in mid-flight. Meanwhile, you want another story that's not getting nearly enough play? Kamala's Secret Service agents brawl. Armed agent assigned to vice president gets into a fight with a colleague and has gun taken off her. An armed Secret Service officer assigned to Kamala Harris was removed from duty Monday after she got into a physical fight with fellow agents. This woman, her name is Michelle Herzig. She appeared for duty at Joint Base Andrew, and she was acting erratically. This according to the Daily Mail, based on the reporting by Real Clear Politics. She grabbed a fellow agent's personal phone and started deleting applications from it. She was also mumbling to herself, hiding behind curtains and throwing items at fellow agents, including menstrual pads, according to the report. She told her fellow agents that they would all burn in hell and needed to listen to God. Apparently, she worked for the Dallas Police Department before joining the Secret Service and said that she sued him for $1 million claiming discrimination. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Sources said the special agent in charge and a detail shift supervisor tried to calm the woman after she began exhibiting aggressive behavior, but she tackled the senior agent in charge. Where's she going to go in the draft tonight? Of the security detail and began punching him. Although she was armed, her weapon remained in the holster until she was disarmed by her colleague. She was then handcuffed and removed from the terminal. The Secret Service agent confirmed that an agent on the vice president's detail began displaying behavior that their colleagues found distressing. Couldn't the same thing be said of the President of the United States? His behavior is very distressing. Day to day, is his behavior any less distressing than Agent Herzig's? I think not. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
How you doing? First time, long time. Howie, I was listening about these students that were a little upset with the police force clearing them out. And
yes.
I'm curious, what do these kids think would have happened to those guys that were throwing the tea bags over the sides of the boats? What do you think would have happened to them? You think the British would have given them a harsh speaking to?
Well, we know what happened in the Boston Massacre, right? In 1770, Bill? the Redcoats opened fire. Did they not? They killed five Bostonians, including a guy named Carr.
I didn't know. Did you? And how many protesters died yesterday?
The only danger is any of the protesters faced at Columbia University was overeating all those free sandwiches that were sent in by some George Soros organization. I mean, can you imagine that? They were sending in $18 sandwiches to the protesters and $17 jars of mixed nuts. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, they always said, you know, hippies, in the 70s and the 60s that the hippies were privileged. But nothing like this. I mean, at least, the anti-Vietnam hippies had to bring their own sandwiches or their own marijuana-laced brownies. And the civil rights demonstrators in the South, they got killed on occasion. Not often, but, you know, sometimes they opened fire. They were the three that were killed in Mississippi by the Klan, Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney. There was a woman from Detroit, I think Viola Liozzo or something like that. She was killed in a drive-by shooting. I mean, there's none of that stuff going on. I mean, there is no risk whatsoever for these kids. And you know what? Here's the thing. They know there is no risk for them. This is a party. I mean, that's why they're so discombobulated. They're so terrified of the sprinklers. This is the most pushback they've ever had from any part in any part of their life. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Let's have a couple of first. Let's have some sound from the president of the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, visiting the New York construction site today. This was perfect. I mean, this was a photo op that no one could deny, no matter how much they hate Trump. He's down there with all these guys in hard hats, and you know my only criticism would be I wish he had his AFTRA-SAG union card, because I'm pretty sure he was a member of American Federation of TV and Radio Actors, same union I'm in or was in. I'm on a pension now, but I was a member for enough years to get a pension. And, he's a member. So he's a union member, unlike Joe Biden. Joe Biden keeps saying he's a union member.
I thought he submitted his resignation a few years ago in a pretty funny fashion, didn't he?
But he's still getting a pension, though, right? I mean, technically, if you're getting paid or something, aren't you a member of the union, or you were a member of the union? It's like, isn't it like being in the military? You were always you're in the military, and they always say there's no such thing as an ex-Marine. I mean, it's not the same. I'm not conflating union membership with being in the military, but it's, you shouldn't be claiming membership in an organization that you're not a member of, especially when you're bragging about it. You know, I mean, it's not like it's one thing to say I took a poli-sci course when you didn't take a poli-sci course, but he's giving himself certain credentials that he's not entitled to. And Trump is entitled to the credentials. But anyway, here's a union member that's who was at the construction site today where Trump showed up. Cut one.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
I really wish we didn't have the FCC regulations for that one. That guy did such a nice job with the F-bomb. Here's another one. Cut four.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, give it up.
844-500-4242. Here's another one. This guy from the Steamfitters Union, Local 638. Cut two.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, They, Democrats, are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
Pushing us to the other side. It's like Ronald Reagan used to say. I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. 844-500-4242. 774, I work in skilled trades representing and repairing industrial machinery. New DEI hiring says we will hire people with no skill sets in trades as long as they desire to be welders, machinists, electronic techs. Basically, we get to train, babysit people who want trade skilled pay without having the skills. Yeah, no one wants to go through the process of being an apprentice anymore, you know? That's and then a journeyman or a journey, trades identifying person. I guess that's what you can't be a journeyman anymore, I guess. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
So, Howie, this situation with these kids, it's not all their fault. I'm not defending them by any means, but it's like they've been molded over the last 5 or 10 years. They don't know what's going on. It's just like they're being led down the road by their nose. They're like a ball of clay that's being molded
right.
The wrong way. You know what I mean?
They are. But, you know, if they'd had any kind of education in the early years, they'd be better able to resist this. You know? It starts at home, even before school. You know, you read the books. If you do a lot of reading and you can educate yourself, Tom. You know, I don't want to just totally exonerate them of any blame.
Either do I by any means. There's a difference between right, wrong, and their family obviously isn't teaching that, and they're not making them accountable.
Right. And beyond that, they just have to be educated. I mean, these kids are obviously not educated in any sense of the word. They don't know anything. They're totally ignorant, and you can see it when you get something on those rare occasions when they write something and you run into it. I mean they and all you have to do to be a passable writer is to read. You know, if you read enough stuff, you can write. It's as simple as that. It's you learn by doing, and what you do is you read and you read. And you learn to write, and it's just, and they don't know anything, and you see it when they try to ask them, well, what's going on over there, and they have no clue. Thanks for the call there, Tom. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 781 says, when I was 18 and got jammed up, my father told me, you did the crime, have fun with the time. That's obviously the best way to go, but that's not the way most of these parents operate now. You know, little Josh can do no wrong. Little Mindy can do no wrong. So here's this is drag queens for Palestine. This is in Amherst, the People's Republic of Amherst, Happy Valley. This
today
is a,
what we're gonna do is we're gonna shout Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Excellent. How long would a drag queen last in Palestine or Gaza or Tehran or ISIS-held Iraq or Syria? Not long. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi. I don't even really know what I'm going to say. I know what I feel. Like everyone, you know, it just feels like I don't know what, the craziest direction. But I think I keep the word freedom keeps coming up in my head. And yeah. I feel like when, you know, freedom of the people and by the people and for the people, I think when that came up, it didn't quite mean what's going on now. And I think that freedom has gone askew and everybody's free to do everything they want. And I don't think that's a good way either, you know?
Well, you have, I mean, everybody has the freedom to say whatever they want, but you have no freedom to interfere with anybody else's freedom. You know, that's it. Live and let live. That's all that anyone's asking. I mean, they're seriously inconveniencing people on these college campuses, aren't they?
Right, and my own freedom is being reduced by everything that's going on. And I really can't explain it because this is this big thing in my head that I'm like. Freedom has gone crazy, and someone gets caught on, you know, someone's up for a trial or something. It takes years. By the time that happens, people have forgotten what it was all about. And I think the biggest thing is I feel like my own freedom is being reduced. And when I was in college, I mean, also things have to change. I mean, I'm 83 years old, so things have changed since I was a kid. And believe me, I lived under discipline. However, I don't think the kids are exposed to the fact that it's good to have a passion for something, because the less I see of myself personally in my own little world of...
Well, it's good to have some discipline and some responsibility. It's good that you have to be responsible for your actions if you're ever going to accomplish anything in life. You know, you have to take responsibility. You have to be an adult. You can't be a kid your entire life. And we've raised generations and generations of people who have not assumed any adult responsibilities, whether it's, you know, paying for their own tuition, their own rent, their own utilities, people who aren't even paying for their own kids, people who don't have kids. And don't want to have kids and just don't want to have any responsibility for anything. They just want everything handed to them. And it's just it's not a system that's going to survive, let alone flourish. You know, this is not the philosophy that made the United States of America the greatest society in human history. I mean, we had a society where everybody or almost everybody took responsibility for their own actions. Everybody carried their own weight. Very few people expected to be supported for their entire lives by other people and to get a free ride in whatever they wished to do. And there were certainly no drag queens for Free Palestine. I'm Howie Carr.